After notching their first conference victory, Chi-Hi found themselves on yet another long road trip, this time to face the leaders in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the DC Everest Evergreens.
Welcome to beautiful Schofield, Wisconsin. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 2-4 in the year against the 4-2 DC Everest Evergreens leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Caleb Swenson with Alan Dunham and our video operator Gavin Bovey on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 4-2, two tight ends, two wingbacks. Back to passes.
Weiler
looking right. He's got Jalen Smith wide open. 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown on fourth down. A 35-yard strike from Weiler to Smith, and it's 6-0 Chippewa Falls.
Now Edwards in motion right to left. They're going to give it to Edwards on the jet sweep, trying to get the ball in his hands
Musser
for the first time. And Musser wrestles him down in the backfield. An emphatic TFL sends a man in motion right to left. Off the right side, some running room for Chippewa Falls. Down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 40, and still loose inside the 35-yard line. Talon Schiltz showing off the wheels all the way inside the 35 to the 34. Goodness. He gets north-south in a hurry. First and 10 from the 34. Flip left side. Jalen Smith, patient, following his blocking.
Nice.
And Jalen Smith to the races. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. He put his foot in the ground and burst 34 yards to the end zone to give Chi-Hi a 20-6 lead.
As Colin Clary, Aussie-style kick, fielded at the 25-yard line.
It's loose. Chi-Hi diving on it at the 32-yard line.
Clock under 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Weiler, the senior under center. Jalen Smith again. He's got a good block from Weiler. Turning the corner of the 10-yard line. Taps the brakes. Puts the shoulder down inside the 5-yard line. Jalen Smith makes it first and goal. Chippewa Falls. Chi-Hi trying to punch it in. That familiar double wing, double tight formation. Weiler under center. Feed the beast. Lead block. Jalen Smith behind is blocking into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Everest put up 39 points last week against Eau Claire North. Pop pass over the middle, popped in the air, and it's intercepted by Jalen Smith. Smith picks it off at the 40-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation with Weiler, the senior, under center. Sending Smith in motion. Weiler give right up the middle, look out, in center. 40, 30, 25, 20, center. Rumbling. Chi-Hi first and goal from the 4. Talon Schiltz getting the carry right side. Talon darts to the pylon, leaps a defender. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Flares down the left sideline. Jump ball knocked out of bounds as the clock expires. We hit triple zeros and a dominant second half performance from your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. The final score, Chi-Hi 35, DC Everest 14.
A winning streak started for the Cards. But to keep it going, they'll have to beat one of the best in the BRC, the Hudson Raiders. It's time for Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-Hi Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Duray Field in Chippewa Falls for the final regular season home game here in 2025. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Hudson Raiders. The Raiders right now 4-1 in conference play, 6-1 overall. Chi-Hi is 2-3 in conference play and 4-3 overall. We're going to take a quick break here as we're getting some feedback from the station coming back down the line to us. So we'll take a quick break here so we can get that corrected. And we'll be back with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show right after this on WOGO Sports.
And affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Push back.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome into the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with Colin Nichols, our WOGO audio engineer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. On-site camera operator is Sam Aberle. Your 3-4 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 6-1 Hudson Raiders. And Dave Check, this is a battle on the Raiders' side for them to try to stay in the race for the Big Rivers Conference title. And then on Chi High side, they're trying to stay in the playoff hunt, and this win would go a long way toward getting to the postseason.
Yeah, I think both teams have a heck of a lot to play for tonight. Hudson's coming in here with a very talented team. They've got hopes not just on the conference championship, but how far they can go in the playoffs. And a lot of that depends on if they can finish the season with no other losses. They're going to get themselves a pretty high seed and potentially have two or three home games to work with. So, you know, this is a Hudson team that is definitely going to be coming in here with all they got. Chi High needs this game or the next game to be able to get into the playoffs. It isn't going to get any easier talking about going to Menominee playing. That's always tough there. Seems like we never get any calls on third or fourth down when we go to Nona Williams Stadium.
It's the ghost of Joe Labuda.
So I don't know what's tougher, Hudson at home or Menominee there.
Well, last time these two teams played, Chi High fell on the road at Hudson 28-17. In that game, Noah Potter actually passed for 270 yards, but there was just some struggles stopping that Hudson attack, and they do a lot of things well offensively.
Yeah, you got a quarterback that's third in the conference in touchdowns. At the same time, they have a running back that's third in the conference in touchdowns. So, you know, they put together a pretty good balanced attack that it's going to give Chi High fits tonight. You know, in years past, we've relied on the defense, but this year the defense has struggled particularly to try to get turnovers, because that's going to be exactly what's necessary in this game to beat this team. They're going to be a tough team to stop. Now, we can put some points on the board against them, but really the one thing that we've got going for us is that traditionally, you look at the last 10 years, Hudson's came in here with the number one ranked team, and somehow we've came up with our share of victories, probably 50-50 in the last 10 years, when on paper they should have beaten us probably 90% of the time.
We always seem to play them tough. Hudson is coming off a drubbing of Superior 48-10. That game was home at Hudson. Chi High's been road warriors, beating Superior 2 weeks ago 35-0, then scoring 35 again on the road at DC Everest, spoiling homecoming night 35-14. And last week, Chi High really, they looked sharp, and that turnover train started rolling as they forced four turnovers, being plus four in the turnover
turnover category against a team like DC Everett that's leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference, that made a huge difference.
Well, and that's the key. I mean, the Superior game doesn't tell us a whole lot. Superior's struggling right now. But a DC Everest win was a huge win. It gives you confidence that they can get one of these next two games to fall in line for them. But, you know, they're not going to do it without the turnovers. We came into almost every game as the underdog, played them pretty tough for the first half. You know, played some pretty good complete games, but that DC Everest game was probably the first game that I've seen that they played a complete game, but also at the same time they got the turnovers they needed.
They're going to need a complete game again tonight. Should be a fun one. Chi High and Hudson here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 2.5 minute break here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Don't go away. We've got interviews with both head coaches coming up, starting with Adam Cowles of the Hudson Raiders. That's ahead in 2.5 minutes. WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Chi High and Hudson squaring off your final home game at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls here with head coach Adam Cowles of Hudson. Coach, vying for a conference title right now, two games to go, so obviously you have a lot to play for. So does Chippewa, and they're trending in a little bit better direction the last couple weeks.
You know, it always seems as the year goes on, they just get better and better. You know, I know they didn't start the season great, but you just know Rako's teams always get better as it goes. And they're playing really well. They're playing as well as anybody. So, you know, we got to be ready, no question.
On your side, what have you done well this year?
You know, we're playing pretty good defense. We're getting off the field, you know, getting the offense off the field. A couple games that we haven't done as well defensively. You know, the other team has been able to get first downs, but we're trying to get those guys off the field and get our offense the ball and playing fast, playing with a little tempo. Sometimes we've kind of got out of rhythm a little bit, but I think when we play with a little tempo, we're better.
Forcing turnovers as well, too, has been key. I mean, that's something that sparked Chippewa's run the last couple of games, and you guys have done a good job of that yourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Name of the game. I mean, if you turn them over, I mean, you're in good shape. You know, people win the turnover battle, win quite a bit of the time. So, you know, that's been good. That's been good. We've had some interceptions. Haven't got as many fumbles, but we've got some picks, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback, putting him in situations where they got to throw a little bit, and that's what hopefully we can do tonight.
And finally, Coach, knowing what Chippewa likes to do, how they like to run the ball, how important is that battle in the trenches today?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, they're great up front. I mean, their offensive line is great, and, you know, they got those backs that can run. You know, they're not as experienced in the backfield as they have been in the past, but, boy, they're quick, and it's one of those games that, you know, they just grind you, and they get 2 yards, 3 yards, and then all of a sudden they hit one for 70 if you're not careful. So you just got to be so disciplined. Tough to play them every time. They do it so well, and, you know, we're excited for tonight.
Coach, looking forward to a great game. Always good to see you and the Raiders, and best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Caleb. Thanks.
Adam Cowles here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, back with Coach Rako after this. This is WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Regular season home finale here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, Chi High, and the Raiders of Hudson, with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. And Coach, that turnover train has started rolling. No turnovers the first five games, five turnovers the last two games, and you figure you're probably going to need one or two more at least tonight.
Oh, let's get half a dozen. That'll make me happy.
Coach, what did you do well last week? I know it was interesting before the game. We talked about it. Your team was quiet, confident. They were focused. They played like it.
Well, I'll tell you, the big reason was we had a great week of practice. That's the bottom line. Great week of practice. And it's we had another great week this week, so I expect a similar performance by our boys.
When you look at the defensive side of the ball, what's important against a team like Hudson? They play with some tempo. They can hurt you in a lot of ways.
Hudson always has great athletes. They've got a big, tall quarterback who can not only throw, but he can run. They run the option, plus they throw. We got to cover the field tonight.
Offensively, winning the line of scrimmage, always important, and you're getting contributions from a lot of different backs.
Well, we have some good backs, and Chippewa always has. That's one thing about Chippewa. If you go back 30 years, you know, we've had good backs, 40 years, 50 years. So Chippewa's kind of a running back university, I think.
Coach, football weather tonight. We're looking forward to it. Alan, we'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about that streak going for another game.
I sure hope so, and good luck to you guys up above.
Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Winning.
the rush of exhilaration. Winning, the triumph of victory. Winning, bringing home what you've always wanted.
Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Show on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Coming back, we'll have the Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute and a half. This is Chi High Football.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's the Cardinals and the Raiders, Chippewa Falls and Hudson. Dave Check, what's a key or two tonight here for Chi High?
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to have to talk to your advertisers and find out if they want a different key each game, because It isn't any different, and there's no secret to it. We keep playing teams out here that are pretty tough in the Big Rivers Conference. That, you know, they come in here on paper. We know that we got to do a lot of things to beat them. We got to win the turnover battle, and we've got to play four quarters. It's as simple as that. Those are the two things. The one time that we actually did that, I wasn't here in the D.C. Rivers game. So, you know, at some point, those are the keys, and that's what they're going to do.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham on the sideline. Sam Aberle, our WOGO Sports video producer, live on-site camera operator Colin Nichols back at the WOGO home base in Halley is our audio producer tonight. Again, on the radio and live streaming video, don't forget to hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube, the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Hudson, the visitors, the Raiders, visiting white uniforms with the dark gray pants, dark gray solid numerals, white helmets with that dark slate gray stripe, Chi High resplendent in their monochrome uniforms, solid black tops and bottoms, solid white numerals, the black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia on the side. Hudson will be kicking left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Both teams have 20 rushing touchdowns on the season. Chi High, 2 passing touchdowns. Hudson, 7 passing touchdowns. And we are ready to go with Keegan Holden, a junior, running up and driving the right foot into this one. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Field at the 5-yard line, straight ahead, 10, 15, 20. Dancing outside the numbers, 25, and up to about the 27, 28-yard line. Good return that time from Gavin Schiltz, and we are underway. Third straight game with Evan Weiler, the senior signal caller under center for head coach Chuck Rakovich. And Alan Dunham, this offense has hit another gear the last couple weeks, scoring 35 points in each game.
Well, Dave mentioned how unfortunate it was not to be at the last game where they really put it all together. But one of the things that made it successful last week was the multiple formations keeping the defense off balance.
Cardinals on the far hash, first and 10 from the 28-yard line. 2 tight ends, 2 wing backs. The double wing, double tight. Evan Weiler, flip right side. That's Tyler Banky. Banky, the junior, ahead to the 30-yard line, up to the 31, maybe the 32. And, Dave, this is a stout Hudson defense. Again, some schools are going to have guys play both ways. Not the case with Hudson. They've got a lot of athletes, and they're going to be fresh on both sides of the football.
Well, they always do. They're a big school, biggest in this conference, I believe. And, you know, from year to year, they have a ton of athletes on both sides of the ball. So they're going to be fresh this entire game. And like I said, they got a lot to play for as well.
Gain of 4 for Tyler Banky. He gets 13 carries per game, averages 6.3 per carry, has 7 touchdowns on the ground. Only Jalen Smith has more with 8 total touchdowns. 6 of those have come in the past 2 weeks for Jalen Smith, who's in motion right to left right now. He'll fake the jet sweep, give straight ahead, plunging forward to about the 39-yard line. That was Banky yet again. Was indeed. So Banky, 2 carries, 3rd and 4 coming up after the gain of 2 on 2nd down. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass.
A lot of options. A lot of options here for the Cardinals on 3rd and 4. They don't necessarily have to pass the ball.
From their own 34-yard line, from the gun, Evan Weiler. Weiler on the delay. That's Banky again. 3 straight to Banky, and Banky pushing hard, and he'll fight forward. He's close.
He got the first down. He's
good effort there.
A yard over, they're going to take it to the 39.
And Alan, Tyler Banky is one of those kids that just always gets that extra yard.
He actually wanted to see him get a little bit lower on that, but nice job by the offensive line to create a little seam for him, and nice job first series to get a first down right away. That's a great momentum boost for the offense.
Luke Thompson, the 6'5", 265-pound tight end, the junior, back into the game for Chi High. First down of the game.
See when Jalen Smith gets the first touch on the ball here tonight.
First and 10 from 39. Hudson jumped offside, and that'll be 5 free yards for Chi High. That first Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co.
You know, that's a big jump there for the Hudson, giving the Cardinals 5 yards. You got that first down that puts us about the 40. If they get another first down, we're pretty close to four down territory. So, you know, this is the area. They're saying that they were drawn off. They're saying they were drawn off, so that penalty is going to be on the Cardinals.
So first and 15 rather than first and 5. So the first flag goes the way of the Raiders, the visiting team. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Chi-High back to their own 34-yard line, first and 15. Two tight ends, two wingbacks. Evan Weiler under center. Zenner, the fullback behind him. Man in motion. Zenner will get the call for the first time tonight. He'll fight back to the 35-yard line. Gets a yard. Nothing more. Good stop by the defensive front of the Raiders. Zenner, the senior, runs hard on the year. About 5 carries a game for Zenner. 5.2 yards per carry. He has a couple touchdowns. That carry puts him within a yard of 200 on the season.
Tyler Benke and Zenner coming out. Looks like they're going with a little lighter package here. No movement on behalf of Hudson, so we'll see if they can take advantage of this.
3 minutes gone by, opening quarter. Second and 14, Chippewa Falls. Ball in the near hash now from their own 35-yard line. Weiler under center. Wheels and Gibbs right up the middle, trying to test that interior of the Hudson defensive front, and they are up to the task. Gain of maybe 3.
That's the first time I can recall Gavin Schultz being in that fullback or that B-back position, taking the inside handoff.
And we've seen that at times, even last year, say with Drake Dakin, where they go a little bit smaller from time to time in that B-back fullback position every once in a while. Just giving a different look, a different wrinkle.
Now that 5 yards really comes into play here as Cardinals now looking at a 3rd and 11. Probably not in four down territory unless they get to within about a yard.
Jalen Smith and Ian Kester split out to the right, twin receivers to the left as well. Pistol look on 3rd and 11. Weiler back to pass for the first time. Pumps, floats it out right side. Smith is wide open, coming back for the ball and makes the catch. First down Cards.
Excellent play. You know, the Hudson knew that the Cardinals had to pass there. I'm not sure how they caught him so far asleep there.
This is a Hudson defense, guys, that has picked off 12 passes in their first 7 games. So always a little bit of a gamble throwing against a secondary like that. But Jalen Smith was all alone.
14-yard gain there for Smith.
For Smith, that's his 20th catch of the season. He averages 12.4 yards per catch. Has a couple touchdowns, both of them from Evan Weiler. First and 10 from the 48, first foray into Raider territory for Chi-High. Flip left side, right back to Jalen Smith. He bounces going back the opposite way. Smith back to the line of scrimmage. And then he is stormed back by a sea of white and gray. No gain on the play. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Remember, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Second and 10, Chi-High from the Hudson 48. No score. Just over 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Right side flip, that's Talon Schiltz. Schiltz following his blocking. And he'll also run into a white wall after a gain of maybe 1. 3rd and long coming up again. All right, football here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. Your broadcast team for WOGO Sports. Live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. A lot of you have been enjoying that. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you know whenever we go live for Chi-High or McDonald Athletics, whether it be football or volleyball. Volleyball broadcast coming up on Monday with Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak. Big match for Chi-High against New Richmond. 3rd and 9 from the Raider 47-yard line for Evan Weiler and company. They've used up almost half of the opening quarter. Talon Schiltz fakes the crisscross. Schiltz hit hard at the 45-yard line. We'll see what Chi-High elects to do here. Gain of 2. So it's 4th and 7, Chippewa Falls, and they are going to bring out the punting unit, play field position here.
And was that a run by Talon Schiltz?
It was Talon Schiltz. So Talon Schiltz, and that time faking the crisscross that they run so well so often. And Schiltz kept it. Colin Clary All-conference punter. Pops him down. It's fumbled. It's loose at the 22-yard line.
Looks like he got back on
getting
it.
Back on top of it. The Raiders, dangerous play that time. Looked like Josiah Wilson back there.
So Chihai, a relatively successful drive, a couple of first downs against that stout Hudson defense, put themselves in the ability to flip the field position. But now they got to see if they can do anything to stop this powerful Hudson offense.
So 6 minutes, 7 seconds of possession for Chihai. The talented Cooper Adair, 6'3", 180, the senior. At the quarterback position, he'll flip it out left side. Flair screen drop right at the line of scrimmage. Allen, great play by the Chihai secondary as Hudson will look to spread him out.
Yeah, that was Schultz in there, that knife through that one, Gavin Schultz.
Gavin Schultz, one of the leading tacklers for this Chihai team. He's also been our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. Adair will call his own number left side. Adair has a crease up to the 30-yard line. Spilled at about the 32, maybe the 33. He's going to be a couple yards short of the line to gain. Third and short coming up.
Hudson running a pretty quick attack.
They play with some pace. Brigham Garrett's, I believe, on that last stop. Third and two, Hudson in the 31. Twin receivers right. Adair with two men with him in the backfield. Shifting a tailback to his left hip. The senior Adair claps the hands, sends Peyton Pingle in motion left to right, give right up the middle. Fullback pounding forward for a first down with about a yard to spare. Peyton Pingle, 6 foot, 200 pound senior, has 14 touchdowns on the season. Look for him and Adair to lead the charge here for Hudson. Toss play right side, Chihai string it out. Hediger had it stopped for a moment, but coming back the other way is Pingle. He's still loose, reversing field, turning up at the 40, the 45, down the sideline. Trouble here for Chihai as Peyton Pingle looked like he was dead to rights, and just a great athletic play, reversing field, and roaring down the sideline for another first down.
Good enough for Hudson, first down in Chippewa Falls territory at the 43.
All the way down to the 43 of Chihai.
22-yard run.
Pingle, 6 foot, 200 pounds, a senior. A lot of speed. In motion right to left, low snap. Adair back to pass. Now he's going to cut it down and run. Adair rolling out to his right, still looking to pass. Late throw goes right side on his knees, making the catch at the 25-yard line. Was Brecken Christensen, the senior.
We have a late flag on the other side of the field.
Maybe ineligible downfield.
I think you've got the call there. That is what the tapping of the hat means. And that actually makes sense because it looked like the quarterback was about to take off. Those big guys can only hold off so long before they go downfield.
What did you see, Alan?
Yeah, when you generally have a running quarterback, you know, when the original play kind of breaks down, you expect he's going to take off, and I think that was the instinct of the lineman just to get downfield.
So from the 43 of Chippewa Falls, Hudson will be backed up. With 4:19 to go here in quarter number one. And the Raiders like to play with some pace. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. And in motion right to left. Give to the fullback right up the middle for Hudson. Chihai staunch in the middle. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Got those 5 penalty yards back. Second down for the Raiders as we traverse under 4 minutes to play. They'll actually give him 4 on the scoreboard. Looks to be 5 on the field. Raiders right back to the line. Adair again with a man in motion. Cooper Adair, the senior, rolling right, looking right, throwing right. Got a man at the 42-yard line. Quickly to the ball. Owen Hediger among others. Brecken Christensen that time got the catch and credited for it. Inside the 40-yard line, down to the 37. Gain of 7, 3rd and 4 coming up for the Hudson Raiders. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Adair back to pass. Heavy pressure coming. Colin Clary breathing down Adair's neck. Clary runs him down and pulls him down. Oh, what great catch-up speed for Colin Clary.
This is a big play. It looks like he maybe lost the yard. It's going to make it 4th and 5. I think they're clearly going to go for it, but this gives Chihai an opportunity. This is as big as a turnover right here.
4th and a long 4 for Hudson. Right back to the line. Under 3 minutes to go. No score first quarter.
Slot receiver in motion, left to right, shy high jump. And that may be enough for the first down. Offsides, Chippewa Falls.
If it's not, it'll bring it down to inches, but I think that's going to be exactly at the line.
See where they spot it here. It will be enough for a first down. And that's a veteran quarterback, Allen, just making a play with his cadence.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, an experienced linebacker out there wants to make a big play and cost your team a first down.
So first and 10, Hudson from the 33. New life on this drive. Give to the fullback again, shy high. Stout at the point of attack. Good stick that time for Chippewa Falls. Owen Munson, among others. Munson, the junior, and Ryan Zenner, who had 16 tackles last week, topping his 13.5 tackle effort at Superior 2 weeks ago. Gain of just one. Another low snap. Adair rolling out to his right, being pressured. Brigham Garrett's breathing down his neck. Good stick and stop on the far side. That's Owen Hediger. Not fooled by Cooper Adair. Gain of maybe two. Down to the 30-yard line.
Colin Clary, that looked like he was held, but it was such an ineffective hold that he wasn't even called.
Well, the technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling, that's Kurth Heating and Cooling. One of the great sponsors making tonight's broadcast possible. Great to have you with us. WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports, live video streaming on YouTube. Third and seven. Adair give to the fullback. A lot of running room right up the middle inside the 25-yard line. That's Peyton Pingle. Pingle running hard, and he may have enough for the first down.
We give him seven and move the chains. Ball's going to sit at the 23-yard line. Hudson in the middle of a pretty impressive drive right now, about a 10 or 11 play drive.
Showing their balance. Under 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. No score, but the Raiders threatening. Knocking on the door of the red zone. We have a whistle and a stoppage in play. Maybe an equipment issue on the Chi High side. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. First and 10 from the Chi High 23. Adair back to pass. Pop flies left side. One-on-one coverage out there. Reaching up. Incomplete. That looked like Gavin Schiltz. One-on-one step-for-step coverage into the end zone. And Gavin going to retrieve the ball that he knocked out into the darkness on the track as well.
Yeah, Gavin Schiltz played that about as perfect as he could. And that pass was actually thrown about as perfect as it could be, too. Gavin turned his head. He had a play on the ball. I think Gavin just needed to be about 6'5 on that one, and he probably would have had it.
Dane Burr was the intended target, the 5'11 senior. Hudson takes their shot, second and 10, now from the 23. Adair, give to Pingle. Pingle breaks one ankle tackle, edging to the outside. Late flag comes in.
And that could be anything there. Old face mask. So Hudson's backing up. So they might.
It looks like hold is the indication, Allen. And so the Raiders have played behind the sticks already on this drive. Overcome it. But if you're the Chi High defense, you'll have the chance to maybe get after Adair a little bit more.
Absolutely. You know, when you're playing defense, you'll take all the help that you can get. And I'm just impressed with Gavin Schiltz there. As he said, he made a really nice play in that jump ball in the end zone, probably giving up 6-7 inches to that receiver, but perfect position, played it well, and then he came up on that play on the run. And I'm surprised. I think he's the smallest defender on the field, but he really gets into the run action. Impressive for a small guy to get in there and has a real nose for the football.
Just over a minute left to play here in the opening quarter. No score. Clock now running. Pingle in motion. Adair takes it himself right up the middle. Adair gets a lot of that penalty yardage back and more inside the 20-yard line. Down to about the 16. Gain of 12 for Cooper Adair. Munson on the stop for Chi High. And Adair brings them right back to the line. Cooper Adair, 4.8 yards per carry. 5 touchdowns on the season, carries the ball 20 times per game typically. Pingle right behind him at 19 carries per game on average. Final 30 seconds of the opening quarter. Give to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle, turned back, stormed back by a black wall of Cardinals.
That is 7 on the carry for Hudson.
We'll see if Hudson chooses to run one more play before we switch ends of the field.
Clary and Eisenberger.
10 seconds left to play. Hudson lining up to run another play. This is fourth and a short one. Adair gives to Pingle. Pingle right into the heart of the line. Should have the first down as we end the quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Video operator is Sam Aberle. Colin Nichols, our audio producer at the WOGO studios in Halley. We're on radio and live video streaming. Check out WOGO Sports on YouTube. After Hudson converts the fourth down deep in Cardinals territory, they have a first and 10 from the 11 of Chi High. No score in the opening quarter. Each team has possessed the ball once. Cooper Adair, the senior, sending a man in motion left to right. Fakes the jet sweep. Adair straight up the middle. It's 3, maybe 4 yards. Chi High quickly closing the gaps, Allen, on defense, but Adair just has quite a burst, a great first step, and he picks the right hole.
Yeah, just a 2-yard gain. I mean, you're going to be happy with that. Nice job by the D-line. They brought in some beef as they get closer to the goal line.
Second and 8 from the 9-yard line, so Hudson can still get a first down without scoring. Adair pitches it out right side. That's Pingle. Pingle turning the corner at the 5-yard line. Inside the 5, down to the 3, maybe the 2.
Just short of a first down, be 3rd and 1.
So 3rd and 1 for the Hudson Raiders. Trying to score the game's first points. Adair keeps it himself right up the middle. He is in. Touchdown, Hudson. 6-0 the visitors as Cooper Adair, his 7th touchdown run, or rather 6th touchdown run of the season. And Adair makes it 6-0 the Raiders.
Yeah, that touchdown was one in the trenches. Hudson got the leverage and pushed Chi High back, and that was an easy touchdown run.
Going back, it really reminds me of the start of the River Falls game, as I think that's exactly the same number of plays, 15 plays, as they punched it in.
Snap, spot, hold, kick is good. It's 7-0 Hudson. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. Hudson leading Chi High 7-0 as we are 57 seconds into the second quarter. The Raiders to kick off to the Cardinals right to left.
Pop-up kick. Jalen Smith fields it at the 14-yard line. Smith, following a blocking, turns out to the 25-yard line, trying to go outside the numbers with a stiff arm at the 30. And Smith skips into pretty good field position for Chi High, where they will start their second drive after garnering a few first downs on their first possession, Dave, and then punting it away. And some promising things first possession for the Cards. We'll see if they're able to capitalize on that knowledge this second possession.
You know, I got to give kind of a shout-out here. You talk about the stop that was made by Schultz there. Take you a little way back to Luke Franz, and I don't know if you remember,
yes,
about 2018 at River Falls, about the same size playing against the River Falls passing team where we needed a stop to win that game. And he got up about as high as he could and played it about as perfect as he could, and we won that game.
Good memory. First and 10 with Jalen Smith in motion, and Smith collides in the backfield with the football. It's loose, and Hudson has it. Weiler and Smith, miscommunication with the center. And the ball popped high into the air, and Hudson set up with golden field position. After not turning the ball over last week, Chi High gives a gift to the Raiders.
We've had that actually happen a fair amount of times where the snap is a little bit high and just throws off that timing because it's a jet sweep. Probably one where the quarterback would like to just keep that one. He ends up handing it off in an awkward position. The ball hits the ground, and unfortunately Hudson recovered.
So the ball on the 23-yard line, with the defense already on their heels from a 15-play drive. Everything going for the Hudson Raiders right now.
Adair rolling out to his right, keeps it inside the 20-yard line, twisted out of bounds near the 16. And the Raiders vying with Rice Lake and River Falls for a conference title. All three of those teams at 4-1 in conference play. River Falls, though, can boast they've beaten both the Raiders and the Warriors. Adair, delayed give to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle. He stopped at the 15-yard line, gain of just one.
Yeah, Hudson's loss, ironically, is to New Richmond, who already has two losses. It's set up for an interesting, if the Cardinals could beat Hudson today, a possibility of a four-way tie with two losses.
Third and one. Adair right up the middle. Adair easily gets the first down. He's still rolling inside the five. Gain of 10. First and goal for the Hudson Raiders. 10-13 left to play here in this second quarter. Chi High trailing 7-0. Hudson threatening for more. Adair with the man in motion, keeps it himself right up the middle, walks to the goal line, and turned back there.
Well, this is tough. I mean, your offense puts your defense in a real tough position here against a real solid team, putting them right back on the field.
The Raiders waste no time getting back to the line. Second and goal from the one, man in motion. Adair gives to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle into the end zone, standing up. From 1 yard out, the 15th rushing touchdown for senior Peyton Pingle, and it is 13-0 Hudson.
The right guard for Hudson, number 66, did a great job just paving the way into the end zone for that touchdown.
That was only a four-play drive, but the end result is the same.
Now the extra point attempt from Keegan Holden, the junior. Snap, spot, kick. Is good. It is 14-0 Hudson. We are back in 1 minute. Chi High Football, WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Dray Field here in Chippewa Falls. Regular season home finale for your Chi-High Cardinals. Needing a spark here, trailing 14-0 to the Hudson Raiders. 9:35 to go in the quarter. Hudson will receive the second half kickoff as well. Holding the run up and the kick. Line drive, Jalen Smith calls for it at the 7-yard line. Between the hashes, straight ahead. 20-yard line, Smith barreled down there. Good coverage by the special teams unit for Hudson. And Chi-High, their third possession of the game. Last one, unfortunately, just one play, one turnover. Cardinals did look pretty strong on their opening possession. Ended up punting it away in Hudson territory. Raiders have been efficient offensively. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Chi-High officially at their own 21-yard line. Flared out to Jalen Smith, trying to follow blocking of Carson Parker. Smith gets a few on the screen.
No. 2 yards, just doing what they can to get the ball into Smith's hands.
Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Last 2 weeks, 6 touchdowns for Jalen Smith. So you can tell why they're trying to get him the ball. 2 receiving touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns total in those 2 games against Superior and against DC Everest. Hat trick both times. Twin receivers now to the left. Weiler operating under center, 2nd and 8. And in motion left to right. Weiler delayed, get ball on the ground again. Banky falls on it. The Cards will give up a yard of field position and 3rd and 9 coming up for Chippewa Falls. And Allen, right now against a team this talented with Hudson, you just can't have those self-inflicted wounds.
No, absolutely not. You got to play a clean game. But I love the play design there. Just unfortunately, the for whatever reason, the exchange wasn't solid. But we did get the bounce at least, so we didn't turn it over.
Just over 8 minutes to go in the opening half. 14-0 Hudson, 3rd and 9 from their own 22 for Chippewa Falls. Kestner and Smith split out wide to the right. Twin receivers left as well. Now, late flag. And it is a delay of game against Chippewa Falls. It was the back judge who threw that. So keeping an eye on the clock, and Cardinals will have a 3rd and 14 rather than a 3rd and 9. Moving the wrong direction on this drive. Chi-High back to the line. 4 wide, split evenly left and right. Evan Weiler, the senior, takes a waist-high snap. Weiler steps on the pocket, going deep. He's looking for Kestner. Kestner's taken down,
and the flag
comes out. Ian Kestner was drawing a bead on that one, and he's pulled down near midfield. Not a spot foul, unfortunately, but still enough for a first down.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. He's got a lot of speed out there. Big, tall receiver, big target out there. We'd love to see him get a chance to make that ball, but the Hudson defender didn't even want to give him a chance.
15-yard penalty on 3rd and 14 gives a little spark here to the Chi-High Cardinals. Don't delay, bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus, wisconsinsurplus.com. And Allen, I think the PI probably was the wise play for Hudson because that ball looked on target.
Yeah, it's always hard to say, but you're thankful for it because and good job by Evan to go up there and throw it out there to his receiver, and sometimes good things happen for you.
Jalen Smith, lone receiver outside the numbers at the 32-yard line.
Got man-to-man coverage out there on Smith. Let's see if they take advantage of that at some point.
He'll give to Banky right up the middle. Banky up to the 34-yard line. Gain of a couple for Tyler Banky.
I saw that as well, and their safety's playing really shallow, so that center safety's not going to help at all on a Jalen Smith route.
Plus, it's something that we love to watch up here.
8 yards to go for Chi-High. 2nd down. Trailing 14-0. Still have all their timeouts and the rest of the second quarter to work with. Zenner and Morvan, H-back position now.
Jalen Smith in motion right to left. Faking the jet sweep. Give to Banky. Banky picking his way through traffic to the 37-yard line. Gain of three. Stop on that play by number 23, Miles Howe, a senior DB for the Hudson Raiders. Weiler gets the play call, jogs back to the huddle. Third and four, officially. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. Jalen Smith, crisscross, Banky breaks one arm tackle, then he's turned back at the 40-yard line. Gain of two, needed four. We'll see if Chi High rolls the dice here on fourth and two in their own territory, already trailing 14-0. No, they'll not give that a shot here. It's Colin Clary out to punt for the second time tonight. Half of the second quarter remaining. Clary gets the right leg into this one, sends it high up into the lights. Takes a nice chi-high hop just inside the 30-yard line down to the 29. And that's where Hudson will start, first and 10. They may actually give him the 30-yard line.
It's a generous spot for that kick.
5:54 left in the opening quarter. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Hudson, two possessions, two touchdowns, 14-0. Took advantage of a short field goal last time out.
18 rushes so far. Out 19.
Adair going option, keeps it himself right side, and Adair with a lot of running room and blocking at the 40-yard line. 45-50. Cooper Adair shoved out of bounds in Chi-High territory near the 46. And this freight train that is the Hudson offense is starting to pick up some momentum here.
At the 47, and they're going right back to the ball. It's a 23-yard run.
Ball placed to the 48 of Chi-High. Twin receivers to the left. Adair from the gun. Gives right up the middle. That looks to be Peyton Pingle. He's inside the 45-yard line. Down to the 44. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Adair fakes the jet sweep, keeps it himself right up the middle. He's hit at the 40-yard line, gain of four. Third and short coming up. Again, tempo here for the Hudson offense. Third and two. Chi-High D back on their heels a little bit. Jet sweep look. Give to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle. Gets the first down with a yard to spare. Down to the 37-yard line. Clock stops temporarily at 4:55 to go. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Cooper Adair, back to pass. Heavy pressure. Adair escapes Karani, throws it right side. Got a man at the 40-yard line. Back to the line of scrimmage. And a late flag on the far side of the field here.
Well, I think it was pretty obvious they were setting up a screen there. I'm not sure exactly what went wrong with it, but unless Hudson's pass protection is extremely weak, about five Cardinals got in there in 2 seconds.
Side judge threw the flag near the 33-yard line on the Chi-High sideline.
There is no flag on the play. The pass was completed behind the line of scrimmage.
All right.
So they're looking for a block while the ball was in the air, but you could do that as long as it's caught behind the line of scrimmage.
So no gain officially on the play, and Hudson right back to the line of scrimmage. It's also youth football night and youth cheer night here. Monterey Field packed stands. Trips to the left. Adair pump fakes. Looking deep now. He tucks it down and he's going to run. Adair rolling out to his left. He's undercut by Gavin Schiltz. Nice play by the Chi-High junior. Gain of maybe two. I think they'll give him a generous spot and 2 yards for Cooper Adair. So third and long here for the Hudson Raiders. They have a big target out to the left.
And number 84, Delani Oriso, 6'3" junior. Twin receivers to the right.
And they almost didn't even call it.
A little bit of a delayed call, but yeah, that'll back Hudson up 5. Give us time to let you know that plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off. And that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. You can call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Time to get away.
It's Adventure Play.
Metropolis Resort.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
From Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, 3:55 to go in the first half. Hudson leading 14-0, a 3rd and 8 from the Chi High 35-yard line. Clapping for the ball, Cooper Adair. Immediate heavy pressure, Karani pressuring him. Throw right side, it's caught for a first down. On target pass from Cooper Adair while sprinting out to his right. That was Brecken Christensen, the slot receiver, his second catch tonight, the 5'7 senior. Dare with 2 to 3 Cardinals breathing down his neck, makes an on-target throw. 1st and 10 from the 27. Right up the middle, give to Pingle. Pingle inside the 30, inside the 25-yard line. We have reached the 23. Once again, another stop for Chi High. And if you're Hudson, knowing you get the ball to start the second half, you want to bleed as much of this clock as possible and see if you can go up 3 scores. Adair rolling out to his right. He's got blocking, hit hard at the line of scrimmage, and ushered out of bounds. Colin Clary on the stop.
Looks like they marked it for a loss.
See where it's 26-yard line is where they're going to say he went out.
Interesting spot. Loss of 2 on the play.
So that'll make it 3rd and long for Hudson. 3:12 to go in the first half. Christensen motions out to the left side. Adair keeper whole way inside the 20-yard line. Nifty move to get the first down. Clock keeps rolling. Adair once again carries the ball about 20 times per game. Peyton Pingle 19 times per game. But so far, Adair has been the workhorse. 6'3" senior, very athletic. Zenner on the stop for Chi High, but not before a first down for Hudson. Already leading 14-0 and looking for more. Just outside the 15-yard line. Adair gives to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle. Plunges forward for a couple. Down to the 13-yard line. They'll give him 3. Well, River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. Remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls. Adair. And off right side, turning the corner down the sideline inside the 5-yard line. That was Christensen out of the slot, his first carry tonight. And River Country Co-op, that Spirit Pump. The gas station on River Street, Chippewa Falls, a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald or Chi High Athletics. You pick the River Country Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls from River Country Co-op. Proud to support our community. 1st and goal from the 1-yard line. Adair, jet sweep, give left side, very close to the goal line. No signal yet. Now there's the call, touchdown, Hudson. And it is 20-0. The Raiders lead by 3 scores. Trying to stay perfect on PAT, Keegan Holden.
exactly 2 minutes remaining.
And the Raiders start the second half of the ball as well.
Good snap, good hold. The kick is good as well. We are back in 1 minute. Chi High trailing big here late going first half, 21-0. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Sports 21-0 Hudson, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Cardinals will have 2 minutes to work with here as Holden drives the right leg into this one. Schiltz will have an opportunity at the 10-yard line. Schiltz a burst, 25-yard line, spun down at about the 27. Cardinals with a minute 54 and a pocket full of timeouts. And Allen certainly needing a spark right now.
Yeah, so this is about as bad as a start as it gets, as much as last week was a really great start. This one was just the opposite, where we're turning the ball over and have no answers on defense right now. So, yeah, it would be just huge if we could get a big play here.
Again, that turnover just really, really looming large in terms of momentum. Right after Hudson scores the game's opening touchdown, getting the ball right back on a short field. Hudson offense, three drives, three touchdowns. Evan Weiler going spread, three receivers left, single receiver right. Weiler, option look, now they'll reverse back to Jalen Smith. Smith trying to turn the corner, being hotly pursued, and he's going to be taken out of bounds for a loss of five. I don't know if Hudson saw that on film, but they played it well. It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire, with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee, metropolisresort.com. And of course, Metropolis Resort just announcing last week a major expansion scheduled to be done fall of 2026. Second and 15, Weiler back to pass, the senior. Rainbows deep down the left side, overshoots his intended receiver. Looking, I believe, for Talon Schiltz in front of the Hudson sideline.
That was number two.
Oh, Munson, rather.
Third down and 15.
So third and long for Chi High, and now you have to think about not giving the ball back to Hudson. With too much time left here.
That was actually Weiler's first incomplete pass of the game.
1:40 left to play in the second quarter. Hudson up three scores, 21-0. Trips to the right. Weiler with a single tailback, takes a shoulder-high snap. Rainbows deep down the right sideline looking for Kessner. Kessner goes up and makes a contested catch. Oh, my goodness. Ian Kessner high-pointing the ball at midfield.
That was a really nice throw and catch. I mean, put that ball only where he could catch it. Over two defenders, a nice leaping grab.
And they've 27-yard gain, real beautiful grab, as you said. That kid's a great receiver out there. Big, tall target, too.
Trips to the right from the 48-yard line of Hudson. Weiler pumps, now steps up in the pocket. He's going to get it himself. Sliding at the 42-yard line. I think they will say that's where he began the slide, even though he ended up near the 40. I know they'll give him a 41. Clock still running here, and Weiler calling for a timeout. A little frustrated with how long it took to be given that timeout. Chi High will be back in
30 seconds on WOGO Sports. 1:10 to go here, late going in the opening half. Cardinals on the move, back in half a minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Dave Check, Alan Dunham. We'll go sports on the radio and live video streaming on YouTube and Facebook. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Clock has been reset to 1:14.
Now Kessner's got the man-to-man coverage down at the bottom, and Wiley, they're looking that way.
Looking for Kessner again. Kessner outruns his defender, over the shoulder catch, into the end zone, touchdown, a 42-yard strike for six. Weiler to Kessner, and the Cards are on the board.
I would like to think that we're going to see a lot more out of that kid. He is a great route runner, big target. What a grab. Great call.
Goodness gracious. Alan, that one, he bobbled a little bit and still pulled it in inside the five-yard line.
I didn't realize the speed that he had, because that ball was way out there and he tracked it down, leaving the defender in the dust. A great play.
1:07 in the second. Cards on the board, trailing 21-6. Gavin Schiltz out of the bow. Ashley Holtz splits the uprights. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A little momentum now shifting to the Chi High side.
Ian Kessner, by the way, is a sophomore for the Cardinals. He is an impressive specimen out there.
Gavin Schiltz, an impressive kick as he drives this one 4 yards deep into the end zone. Gavin Schiltz, minute 7 left, 21-7, Chippewa Falls trailing by 14 to the visiting Hudson Raiders.
Now, I know Chippewa came in with a good game plan and what they want to do offensively and the different kinds of formations, but sometimes it comes down to just sandlot football. Hey, 19, go deep, I'm going to hit you.
Or hit you twice. When's the last time a Chi High receiver has had 69 yards of receiving in one series?
Less than a minute it took for the Cards to get six. First and 10 from their 20. Adair, following his blocking right side, turns the corner outside the numbers of the 20-yard line, staying in bounds to about the 25.
You know, they had that formation where they have the trips, and I was wondering why they weren't putting Jalen as that single receiver, because Hudson was covering a man-to-man. Either way, they caught it right.
Adair, give to Pingle. Pingle up the middle. Turn back before he can get to the first down marker. Actually, about 2 yards shy of it. Hudson in no particular hurry, always playing with some tempo, but I think they're content to take a 14-point lead into the half, but we'll see if Coach Cowles pulls a little something out of his sleeves here. Just over 20 seconds left. It's a 3rd-and-3.
you know, the quarterback's got a great arm here. I don't understand why they don't just play one with, you know, not much to lose. 5 seconds, throw it up.
Under 10 seconds to play. They're not bringing his team to the line. I think they're going to go into the half. And they will. So at the break, both teams, some impressive plays. Chai High, the turnover. Hudson took advantage. The Raiders scoring in all three of their first half possessions, but Chai High getting that spark at the end of the half with a 42-yard touchdown strike, which you will hear in our halftime highlight reel. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports at the break. It's Hudson 21, Chai High 7. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports, your home for Chai High football.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
My name is Carrie Kalm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kalm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kalm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kalm Law Firm.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Going to be treated to a performance from the Chai High Marching Cardinals coming up soon. Chai High and Hudson at the break, 21-7. The Raiders, who are vying with Rice Lake and River Falls for a conference title, lead the Cards by 14. Hudson will receive the second half kickoff. Couple scores that we can update you from. Chai High
of course, here against Hudson. But when you're talking about other teams that are vying for that conference title, Rice Lake and Superior, 32-6. Superior is trailing Rice Lake, so the Warriors in good position there. But Menominee and River Falls tied at 14 at last check. So River Falls being tested a bit by the Mustangs tonight, and that, of course, is the opponent for Chi-High next week. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll give the Dave Checked and Check Law Office check of the stats, and we'll have your halftime highlights coming up as well. But, Dave, first, just overall impressions of this first half. Certainly that turnover was crucial and critical for Chi-High. Defense hasn't really been gassed, but a lot of credit, a tip of the cap to what Hudson's done offensively, as they've been very efficient and scored on all three of their possessions until that last one at the half.
Yeah, I think from Hudson's standpoint, you played about as perfect of a game as you could until you give up that last touchdown. Time of possession is something that I would like to see in this game. I mean, like you said, they had a 15-play drive, a 14-play drive, and obviously a short field drive that resulted in a touchdown. Meanwhile, the Cardinals had two first downs on the first drive, fumbled the very first play of their second drive, and their third drive, that was their exciting drive where they scored a touchdown, but they still only had the ball for about a minute. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're talking about total time of possession for Chi-High, only about 3.5 minutes.
And again, they made the most of the minute they had at the end of the half, but that defense and a lot of guys playing both ways on the Chi-High side as opposed to Hudson, like we talked about, where everyone can stay fresh throughout the game too. So certainly your conditioning tested here when it comes to a tough opponent late in the season, and now being down a couple scores, you've got a lot steeper hill to climb.
Well, and the problem is, and we faced it all year, when you got another team that is solid on all phases of the game, passing, running the ball, but also solid on defense, you got to have some things go your way. You got to get those turnovers, because you can't just go slug for them. It's like going up against Mike Tyson. You're not going to win that battle.
We're going to take a quick 3-minute break and be back after this on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll have that Check Law Office check of the stats and your halftime highlights as well. Back in three, Chi-High trailing Hudson at the break, 21-7. This is WOGO Sports presentation of Chi-High Football.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $1,725 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Halftime on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Cardinals trailing 21-7 here at the break. I'll correct myself, updating a score from Superior, where there's 4:52 left in the second quarter, and Rice Lake has gone back ahead of the Superior Spartans, but it's a high-scoring affair. I said 32-0. I apologize. On the live stream we were checking out, couldn't see the scoreboard there. It is actually 40-28, Rice Lake. So Superior battling hard with the first-place Rice Lake Warriors, as are the Menominee Mustangs with the first-place River Falls Wildcats. And we're hoping Chi High can battle hard here with the first-place Hudson Raiders. Again, Rice Lake, Hudson, and River Falls all tied for first in the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High still battling to try to make it into the playoffs. And you mentioned before the game, Dave, that the Cards need at least one of their last two tonight next week against Menominee. Of course, you get both, you're in. If you get one of the two, you feel like you have a decent shot.
Yeah, and I think we got to remember it's a little bit different this year because teams are in D1, D2, D3 predetermined. And so what that means is it's not the same where you can say, okay, the tiebreakers go to us if we get three wins like it used to be. There's going to be a lot less tiebreakers in D1 because there's going to be a lot more D1 teams that qualify.
And that certainly, again, means you need to take care of business and win your final two to guarantee that bid. Otherwise, you're just kind of leaving it to the computers, which might not always work out well. Speaking of computers, you've been tabulating our Check Law Office check of the stats. What jumps out to you from the stats story here in the first half, Dave?
Well, it's been mostly Hudson rushing game, of course. That's all we've seen so far. But they did pass the ball effectively. Hudson threw the ball four for five passing. They had 15 total yards. Rushing the ball, they had a total of 31 carries on the ground for three touchdowns and 168 yards. That's an average of 5.41 per carry. And just very methodical on their part, taking time off the clock, even while doing pretty much a hurry-up offense. Cardinals, meanwhile, Weiler was 4 for 5 with a touchdown, 85 yards total passing. But the ground game that the Chi High normally relies on, really sputtering. 14 carries for 26 yards, an average of 1.85. So not a whole lot on the ground. Big receiving day, obviously, for Kessner. Two catches for 69 yards and a touchdown. Smith had two catches for 16 yards, so total offense for the Cardinals. All really in that one drive, 111 yards total for Hudson, 183 yards and three touchdowns.
And again, this is a Chi High offense that has run the ball on everyone. I mean, 6.2 yards per carry coming into this game, and now you mentioned under 2 yards per carry. They just haven't really gotten that running game going, and certainly down two scores here. If you get down three scores, that makes it a lot more difficult to play the style of offense that you normally would. And so that first possession of the second half certainly going to be key here on both sides.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about all the teams that we've played is I can say that they all have powerful offenses that are going to be hard to stop. This is probably the best defense that we've seen. The Cardinals really can't get anything going against them. Again, that pass, that puts us in our two-minute offense. That's not our normal offense. And our normal offense, we haven't been able to do anything against them.
We'll take another three-minute break and be back with our first half highlights as Chi High trails Hudson 21-7 here at the half. We're back in three. This is WOGO Sports presentation of Chi High Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Time to get away.
It's a country play.
MetropolisResort.com.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit MetropolisResort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Duray Field and Chippewa Falls are just treated with another phenomenal performance by the Chi High Marching Cardinals Band. 21-7 at the break, Hudson leading Chippewa Falls. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports.
Third and 11, probably not four down territory unless they get to within about a yard.
Jalen Smith and Ian Kester split out to the right, twin receivers to the left as well. Pistol look on 3rd and 11. Weiler back to pass for the first time. Pumps, floats it out right side. Smith is wide open. Coming back for the ball and takes the catch. First down, Cards.
Excellent play. You know, the Hudson knew that the Cardinals had to pass there. I'm not sure how they caught him so far asleep there.
3rd and 4 coming up for the Hudson Raiders. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Adair back to pass. Heavy pressure coming. Colin Clary breathing down Adair's neck. Clary runs him down and pulls him down. Oh, what great catch-up speed for Colin Clary.
This is a...
In the second quarter, Hudson up three scores, 21-0. Trips to the right. Weiler with a single tailback takes a shoulder-high snap. Rainbows deep down the right sideline looking for Kessner. Kessner goes up and makes a contested catch. Oh, my goodness. Ian Kessner high-pointing the ball at midfield.
That was a really nice throw and catch. I mean, put that ball only where he could catch it.
over two defenders. A nice leaping grab.
The orthopedics and sports medicine. Clock has been reset to 1:14.
Now Kestner's got the man-to-man coverage down at the bottom, and Wyler, they're looking that way.
Looking for Kestner again. Kestner outruns his defender. Over the shoulder catch! Into the end zone! Touchdown! A 42-yard strike for six! Wyler to Kestner, and the Cards are on the board.
I would like to think that we're going to see a lot more out of that kid. He is a great route runner, big target.
And that's how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports is Chi High and Hudson, a Big Rivers Conference battle here in the regular season home finale for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals at Duray. Raiders will receive the second half kickoff. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports as we get you ready for quarter number three. That's all ahead in 3 minutes. WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
My name is Carrie Kalm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kalm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kalm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kalm Law Firm.
Edging toward quarter number three here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew tonight for Chi High Football on site. Video producer and camera operator is Sam Aberle. Back in the WOGO home base in Hallie, our radio producer tonight is Colin Nichols. We appreciate them and the host of sponsors making these broadcasts possible at home and on the road. Regular season home finale for Chi High, trailing Hudson 21-7. And as we get ready for the second half, again, not do or die here, but when you talk about the playoffs, you don't want to leave it up to trying to get a win on the road in Menominee and hoping the computer lets you in. So you got to get this one here tonight, Dave.
Yeah, and I would think that the Cardinals match up very well with Menominee. I wouldn't say that we're coming in there a better team or that they're a better team than us. But, again, the problem is that is a very tough stadium to play in. It,
yeah.
It always is. I think you're pretty much down 14 as soon as you get off the bus. So Cardinals are going to have to play them as tough as they played any other team.
And speaking of Menominee, they were tied at the half at last check with River Falls. 14 apiece, Rice Lake in a high-scoring battle, 68 combined points, 40-28. They were leading Superior at Superior. So, again, with the 21-7 score here for Hudson over Chippewa Falls. Some interesting games tonight for the front runners in the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High will kick right to left as we look at it here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls.
Definitely seems like a conference this year where a lot of the teams are focusing on their offense. And again, you talk about teams like Hudson and Chi High that don't have a lot of players go both ways. That becomes a very interesting decision right at the beginning. You know, where do you use a guy like Jalen Smith? Do you use him on offense? Do you use him on defense? And I think a lot of teams in the Big Rivers chose offense this year.
Gavin Schiltz, the junior, the run up and the kick. High but shorter kick this time, fielded at the 13-yard line, far hash. Straight ahead to the 15-yard line, knocking a defender over up at the 30-yard line. Big, strong run for number five for Hudson. I don't think we've called his name yet tonight. Alexander Healy, 6-foot junior, listed as the starting defensive back.
You know, that score you gave for the Rice Lake Superior game, boy, that's an interesting score. Rice Lake giving up 28 points, especially in the first half. I would have never guessed that Superior would put that up on anyone.
Coach Rob Scott and his team having some life.
Keep
Cooper
up,
Adair, left side, following his blocking. He's pulled down at the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. Short gain for Cooper Adair, the senior quarterback. Had a touchdown run in the first half. I think they actually credited him with a touchdown pass to Blusky. So one on the ground, one through the air for Adair. He'll flip it out right side. Trying to turn the corner of the 30-yard line, tapping the brakes, taken down. Is Peyton Pingle. Good stop there by Owen Munson. Colin Clary also in the vicinity. Raiders like to play with tempo. They're right back to the line. Third and just over 2 yards to go. Clock winds. We're in the opening minute of the third quarter. 14-point game. And in motion, Cooper Adair rolling left side. Being pursued, Adair hit, and he is pulled down. Drew Musser makes the stop, and that was, again, great recovery speed. Alan Dunham, and the Cardinals defense has just forced a punt for the first time.
Absolutely, that was just a huge defensive stand right there. Hudson getting the ball to start the first half. You got a little momentum scoring that late touchdown, and then you get a stop because you only are going to get 3-4 possessions in the second half. You got to make everyone count.
Jalen Smith always dangerous as a return man. On 4th and 6 for Hudson. Pressure light, kick booms into the air, and Jalen Smith stays away from it. It takes a nice Hudson hop inside the 25-yard line down to about the 20. But the Cardinals force a 3-and-out, Dave, and that's exactly the way you want to start the third quarter if you're looking for momentum.
Well, and I look at Coach Berger out there. He's pretty excited about that. Hopefully he had a talk with the kids at halftime, shored up some things, found some things to do differently because they definitely came out and did something different. They got the job done right to start.
Our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. 10:15 to go in the third quarter, 21-7 Hudson. But Chi High has forced the Raiders to punt for the first time tonight. 4 possessions in the first half for Hudson. 3 touchdowns, the final
Chi-High's
one.
Chi missing a player.
A half.
Probably going to have to call a timeout or we're going to start. They got 5 seconds.
Ryan
They're not going to get
Zinner.
It off. I think they need a timeout.
And a timeout taken. Coach Bull not happy about that one. Chi-High takes a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things.
You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. Cardinals' first possession of the second half. Screen flared out to Jalen Smith. Picking his way past the 20-yard line. Gets what he can, maybe three on first down. Waiting for kind of that breakout play from Jalen Smith that we so often see. We'll give him two on first down, second and eight coming up.
You know, the ironic thing is we want that timeout to matter because if it does, it means that we're back in this game. But that's not what you want with two scores to make up.
Weiler from the spread, three receivers right, single receiver left. Evan Weiler, the senior, flushed out of the pocket, still rolling right, looking downfield. Now he'll tuck it, get what he can as he's driven out of bounds at the line of scrimmage. Third and long coming up for Chi-High. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Don't forget, coming up in our post-class post-game show, brought to you, of course, by Post-Class Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll name that Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. Brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls at 715-210-8699.
Rolling the safety a little bit on Kessner over there. Might
third
have some
seven.
Openings for Jalen.
Weiler flushed out again. Looking to his left, throwing left, heaves it up in the air. Going high, making the catch. Talon Schiltz high points the ball at the 40-yard line.
You know, Owen Munson actually really did a good job boxing his defender out to make sure that Talon could have one-on-one on that ball.
A nice job by Evan Weiler. The pocket was collapsing. He rolled out to his left. That's a hard throw for a right-handed quarterback to make, but great job putting it where it needed to be.
Third and long, and the Cardinals convert. Munson, single receiver to the left, trips to the right. Banky in the backfield. Pistol look with Weiler. Weiler going to keep it himself. Off left guard, Weiler hauled down at the 45-yard line. Gain of four on first down. Design run there for Evan Weiler, the senior. River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald or Chi-High Athletics. River Country Co-op. Second and six from their own 45 for Chi-High. Four wide. Twin receivers left and right. Weiler. Under pressure, Weiler is hit and sacked. Back at the 35-yard line, trying to duck out of the pocket and just nowhere to go. Loss of close to 10. Mark him just outside the 35-yard line, and Chi-High well behind the sticks now.
Back to the 36-yard line.
Mark it at the 36, third and 15 for Chippewa Falls. Does Coach Bull and Co. come up with here on third and long?
They're already counting down, and they might have to take a second timeout here.
Weiler. delay of game again against Chippewa Falls. They prevented the first one by using a timeout. And now third and 15 becomes third and 20.
I wonder if this is a little bit of a product of being out of their normal offense, just that they feel like there's more explanation, more things to talk about in the huddle. That's just a guess.
Well, I think the offense was caught off guard on that first series by having the defense put a stop in three plays on Hudson. They're not used to seeing that for a long time, but you're right with the personnel. I think they're going with a little bit more of their spread personnel that aren't used to being out there. Either way, they got to get the job done, and that's not doing it as they back up to the 20-yard line.
30. From the gun is Weiler. Late snap and whistles blow. He was looking to screen it out right side to Talon Schiltz. And I think Chi High will have third and 20, change to third and 25.
You know, one of the questions, Alan, that you're going to have for Coach Rico, I had heard before the game, he was a little bit upset with the preparation of his team, thought that they were not coming out the way he wanted them to come out as far as fired up and ready to go. And we certainly saw that in the first half. Be interesting to have you talk with Coach Rako about that.
7:20 on the clock here in the third quarter, so still plenty of time for Chi High, but unfortunately going the wrong direction here while trailing two scores. Third and 25. Weiler going deep down the left side. Dangerous pass, almost intercepted at the 42-yard line. Drawing a bead on that one was Isaac Ellenbecker. Racketing coverage as Munson was the intended target. And Colin Clary will need a big punt here to try to flip the field. Back deep to receive Dane Burr, a 5'11 senior receiver. Pressure's light. Clary gets the right leg into this one. Burr backing up. Takes it on his heels at the 34-yard line. Being pursued very quickly and pulled down by Luke Zenner and many others. Good coverage by the Chi High special teamers and a good punt when he needed one there by Colin Clary. First and 10 Hudson from about their 36-yard line, depending on the spot. .703 remaining here in the third quarter. Hudson, their second possession of the half in the quarter. They went three and out on their first drive. First and 10 from their own 37 for Hudson. Man in motion, whistles blow. I don't know if that was two men in motion at the same time, but looks like it should back up. Procedure penalty, 5 yards behind the chains for Hudson. Cards have Riley Meyer into the game momentarily, and now he'll sub out for Jalen Smith. Meyer, a sophomore. Now Smith back out there at the cornerback position. Another brief stoppage here, and the
have
official
an equipment issue with the center.
Now the back judge will let play resume. I think. And we're ready to go. First and 15, Hudson from their own 32-yard line now. Adair, quarterback draw right up the middle. Adair gets the penalty yardage back with a couple more yards to spare. Running hard up to the 39-yard line. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dane Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Drew Musser on another stop. Ball now placed at the 40-yard line.
Here we go, Dane!
Two receivers to the right, single receiver left. H-back and a tailback with Cooper Adair in the backfield. Adair, the senior, sends a man in motion behind the formation. Peyton Pingle, toss play left side. Pingle picking his way down the sideline, first down. Almost up to midfield, Peyton Pingle up to the 49. Still Hudson side of the 50.
I think that's probably the play that threw me off last time. That was a passing touchdown. I think that was a reception there for 8 yards.
Dare delayed give right up the middle. That looks to be Pingle again. He's into Chi High territory. Almost halfway through the third quarter, Chi High subbing out three players.
As the entire D-line group.
Second and five after Pinko runs for five on first down. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Hudson playing with tempo. Toss play right side. Turning the corner at the 45-yard line, that's Pingle. Pingle has another first down. Jalen Smith and Colin Clary with a flag on the play. Bring Pingle down. He takes a little bit longer to get up. Looks to be just fine. The flag coming from behind the play. It looks to be a hold against Hudson. We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. So that'll mark the Raiders back to their side of midfield. Ball spotted at the 49 right now of Hudson.
Interesting. It was only about a 3-yard loss. I'm not sure where that was called, but obviously it was well upfield.
Adair, jet sweep give off the left side. Big collision right at midfield. Jake Blusky, the 6-foot, 200-pound senior who already has that touchdown reception on a similar play. Got a couple. It's third and eight, Hudson. Ball right at midfield on the far hash. Blusky again in jet sweep motion, and Chi High just gave up 5 free yards. Third and eight will become third and three. Cody Custer subbing out. Back into the game, Josiah Eisenberger. This becomes a lot more manageable third and possibly fourth down for Hudson. Cooper Adair, the senior. Third and three, we'll call it. Now another flag flies. It's been a penalty fest here in the second half.
Yeah, Hudson's offense is pretty
Hudson
dynamic.
Just yards back.
A lot of different motions. We're saying timeout, but I don't know how you can get yourself out of 2-minute motion.
We'll take a 30-second break and figure it out. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Left to play in the third quarter, 21-7 Hudson. Third and eight became a third and three after the encroachment penalty on Chi High.
Coach Rankle looking for an explanation. I think the explanation is that the 2 men in motion isn't that they can go in motion and get reset. So I guess you can call a timeout.
Adair, give to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle. Again, a powerful run, and he looks to have the first down by about the length of a football. Clock paused at 4:42 with a 21-7 score. They will move the chains. It is a first down for the Hudson Raiders. First and 10 Hudson from the Chi High 42-yard line. And they're getting the play call from the sideline. Hudson, if you're just joining us, scored on 3 of their 4 possessions in the first half. And the fourth one, they were just basically kneeling it out at the end of the half. Went 3 and out on their first possession of the second half. Cooper Adair calls his own number. Runs into a black wall of jerseys at the 35-yard line, but able to press that pile down to the 33. Gain of almost 9 on first down. Next week for Chippewa Falls football on the road at Donnanona Williams Stadium, campus of the UW Stout in Menominee. That'll be the regular season finale for Chi High. Could be the season finale as well, too. Cardinals, of course, still battling, trying to get into the tournament. Second and two, Cooper Adair rolling out to his left. He's under pressure, and he'll just throw it out of bounds sidearm style to avoid the sack. Like Colin Clary again on the pressure. He already has one sack tonight.
Yeah, the ref is now putting the flag away or pulling it out. They're discussing whether there was a receiver in the area.
Yeah, I can't see that there is a receiver in that area.
He's outside the pocket, but I still... The question would be whether the... Maybe I'm quoting pro rules, but whether the ball goes past the line of scrimmage.
And there is a flag on that far side of the field.
And he just kind of petered that ball out. I don't think it did make it to the line of scrimmage.
Officials still conferring over there, and we'll get an explanation. It is intentional grounding against Hudson. So, of course, loss of down and from the spot of the throw.
That's huge.
It absolutely is.
You feel like you cannot give up any more points here in this game.
3:35 left in the third quarter.
Well, and the time is just devastating when Hudson's able to hang on to the ball for these 7 or 8 minute drives. Got to get the ball back here.
So now third and 13, the Raiders. Low snap, Adair back to pass. Has a clean pocket. Now he's dragged down and sacked way back at the 40-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Colin Clary was in the area.
That was Colin Clary and Swope. And number 94.
Clary and Swope swoop in. And a huge turn of events for the Chi High defense.
Yeah, it's not four down territory when you wind up with a fourth and about 30.
And credit to the secondary for covering up the receivers.
You know, the ironic thing is they were in four down territory when they started this series.
Second punt forced tonight by the Chi High defense. Good kick, and Jalen Smith has to let it go, and it's going to take a fortunate Hudson hop all the way down to the 10-yard line. So work to do for the Chi High offense, but the defense answers the bell. 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. Chi High trails 21-7. Looking for that spark once again.
You have time here, and you can't totally get away from who we are in offense. So it's just a little bit of concern where I think they're discombobulated trying to do the spread offense for a whole drive versus sprinkling it in.
Yeah, if anything, they've got what they want when they get that man-to-man coverage on either Jalen or Kester. Love to see the opportunity to just pop a few here.
Zenner, Banky, and Smith in the backfield with Evan Weiler, the senior signal caller. Jalen Smith, toss play left side. Patient following his blocking. He's got a good block as he turns the corner. The 15-yard line skips up to the 20 and out of bounds. Gain of 9 yards on first down for Jalen Smith. Our Cardinal first downs tonight brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. And is it going to be enough for a first down?
I'm not sure
it
what they're waiting on.
It is enough for a first down.
That was an 11-yard rush.
So from the 11 up to the 22. See if that gets Jalen Smith going here offensively. Single receiver Smith out to the right. Weiler, toss play right side.
Looking for the double Banky, pass.
Banky double pass. Looking for Smith, trying to toe tap far side. Did he reel it in? He did.
That was an incredible catch.
Wow.
Goodness gracious. Going to watch it here on our own instant replay.
That was a great play, but at the same time, you know, that one would have been gone if he had a chance to get his feet down. Totally caught the Hudson defense sleeping.
So a toss to Banky, and Banky throwing it down the field to Jalen Smith.
So Jalen Smith with a 15-yard reception now has 4 on the night.
First and 10 from the 37. There's out of the 50 for Chi High. Jalen Smith again. And Smith getting maybe a yard on first down. Still over 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 21-7 Hudson. All the scoring took place in the first half. In fact, all of the scoring took place in the second quarter. Cardinals hustle back to the line. Two wing backs, a fullback, two tight ends. Weiler, crisscross look. Tyler Behnke ends up with a football. He's up to the 41-yard line. Gain of a couple, third and long. For Chai High as the Hudson defensive front not fooled on the crisscross.
Once again, the Cardinals have to get about 4 yards here for this to be considered a legitimate spot to go for it on fourth down.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Cardinals going to have to hustle to the line here on third and six.
It should be good. The back judge hasn't started counting. Now he is. 5 seconds.
Weiler going to keep it himself right up the middle. Flag flies.
That's an interesting flag.
Weiler
almost before
got maybe
the
a yard.
It's almost like you either have a offsides or a false start.
Flag came from the side judge on the Chai High sideline.
But it came before the players even connected with each other.
And a procedure penalty against Chai High, false start. That actually could end up being a blessing in disguise for Chippewa Falls as on third and six, Weiler got just one. Now they'll have a third and 11. So you figure it was punting time on fourth and five, your side of midfield.
And Weiler has
another opportunity.
Weiler has done really well with the passing tonight.
Once and out left side. Kestner out right side. In fact, trips to the left now. Third and 11 from their own 36. Weiler calls for the ball. Weiler, clean pocket, dumps it off Jalen Smith. He's got work to do. 40-yard line, barreled out of bounds at the 42, maybe the 43. They're trying to get Smith in space, and three Hudson defenders are able to rope him down.
No second guessing here. Cardinals going for this.
Just shy of their own 43-yard line, so it will end up being a fourth and five. Chai High rushing three players back into the huddle.
Now that looks like they're going to punt it.
They may have to spend a timeout here.
They should just try to get them to jump right now. No reason not to, especially if you're going to wind up calling a timeout. Anyway, 5 seconds.
Now Colin Clary is coming out into the huddle. And it's probably going to be a delay of game unless Chai High takes a timeout, which they will. We will be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chai High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
High and wildcat formation, direct snap to Colin Clary. Clary going to have to turn the corner, 40, 45 yard line. He's got the first down. Oh my goodness, Colin Clary on fourth down. The Cards with a little trickeration, and Clary moves the chains. What a huge play for the senior.
Good speed right there by Colin Clary. That's the speed you kind of see when he's doing his pole vaulting action in the spring.
Wow, the Cards.
That's
on their side of midfield, a gutsy, gutsy call on fourth and five.
Multi-sport athlete, does it all on both sides of the field here.
Weiler on first and 10. Flares it out right side, Talon Schiltz. Schiltz across midfield. taken down by an ankle. Good stop there for the Hudson Raiders by number 31, Benjamin England, the senior. A couple other games we're keeping an eye on. No score in the second half so far, so Rice Lake leading Superior 40-28. River Falls, conference frontrunner, has taken the lead 21-14 over Menominee. Just over half a minute to go in the third quarter. Second and 7, Chi High, now into Hudson territory. Diamond formation, far side. Screen out to Jalen Smith, and Smith taken down. A flag flies late.
That could be a face mask. I didn't see anyone near enough for a hold. Smith says face mask. We'll see.
Right now it's a loss of at least 5. We'll see if the Cards get bailed out here.
No, they're marching back. Nope. It looks like it's on the Cardinals.
21-7 our score. If you're joining us on the radio, we're also live video streaming on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, which you, of course, can subscribe to for free. Live streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page as well. It is a hold against Chippewa Falls. I'm presuming Hudson takes the penalty. That will back the Cards up much deeper into their own territory.
I'm not sure which speaker system is worse, ours that has no volume at all, or I think it was River Falls that we had the static of a Burger King drive-thru.
We'll interpret as best we can. So it looks like Hudson is going to take the result of the play.
Yeah, that would be the smart thing to do, a loss of about 4 or 5 anyway.
It's 25 seconds left in the third quarter, still a 14-point game. And now we'll switch that. So an illegal block, and the Raiders will take the penalty.
That's interesting, because that's about where the play wound up without the penalty.
Weiler back to pass. Rainbows deep down the right sideline.
Oh,
he's looking
totally
for Kessner. There's another flag, the second PI that Ian Kessner has drawn.
They can't do anything to stop him.
Oh, my goodness. Two huge catches and two pass interferences drawn. I'm not sure if at GoBound.com, where we get a lot of our stats, if they have a statistic.
Well, the thing is,
appearance is drawn, but Ian Kessner.
You know, that's not Chi High's game, and it's not what we're going to go to as a staple, but they can't stop Kessner tonight.
So that penalty will be marched off 15 yards. Put the Cards firmly back into Raider territory with 19.9 seconds remaining.
And I don't believe it's an automatic first down. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. It'll bring us to the 43, but it's not a first down.
So second and 2, double wing, double tight now for the Cards. Jalen Smith getting the call right side. Smith has to put his foot in the ground and go straight forward, but he'll still lose maybe 2 yards, and that will end the third quarter. Chi High, 2 plays to get 4 yards when we come back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. The final frame approaches here at Jarray Field in Chippewa Falls, back in 60 seconds.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO, on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube. 21-7. Cardinals trailing by 14. A third and three from the 44 of Hudson. Two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback. Give to the fullback. Center straight ahead. Center pounds forward. Close to a first down. I think he got it, Alan.
Looks like a first down from here.
Luke Center running hard. Should be enough to move the chains as Tyler Banky checks out. Talon Schiltz back in.
Cardinals in the middle of a pretty impressive drive here. Helped out a little bit by the penalties, hurt a little bit by the penalties of their own.
Double wing, double tight. First and 10 from the 40. All nearest the far side hash. Weiler back to pass out of the double wing. Throws right side looking for Smith. Got him at the 30-yard line. Could be another chi-high first down. Looks to be.
Right on the stick.
Weiler has been very accurate tonight.
I call it 9.5. He is on the 30-yard line, which is where they needed to get to. He wouldn't be surprised if there's a measurement.
First down.
It is a first down, Chippewa Falls. Jalen Smith getting his shoes situated. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Wogo Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics, football and volleyball this fall. First and 10 from the Hudson 30 for Chi High. Smith in motion. Wheeling and giving opposite side. That's Talon Schiltz. Schiltz evades two tackles, stays on his feet. They're trying to rip the ball loose. Schiltz still pushing forward to about the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. Our view a little bit shielded here by the Chi-High sideline. Schiltz running hard. Gain of about three. Nope, they'll give him the 26. Excuse me, gain of four.
Great second effort.
Now Talon Schiltz along with Munson and Smith trips formation to the left. The dangerous sophomore Kessner to the right. Second and six and a timeout looks to be taken here. We'll take a 60-second break on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Fourth quarter, 10:29 to go. Chi High facing a second and six from the Hudson 26-yard line. Flip right side. That's Tyler Banky following his blocking. Edges forward inside the 25 down to about the 21. Needed six. Got about five. Third and short. Coming up for Chippewa Falls.
One thing that the passing success has done is it's backed up the safeties just a little bit, so that's, you know, given a little bit more freedom for the running game. It's not, I'm saying it's totally on track, but it's better than it was in the first half.
Go back to two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback behind Evan Weiler. Weiler turns, gives to the fullback, Luke Zenner. Zenner pounds forward. He'll get the first down with several yards to spare to the 16-yard line, gain of five. That's right about what Luke Zenner averages per carry.
This feels like the first time all game that the offense has some rhythm.
Middle of about a 17-play drive right now. Problem with this is down two scores. They're going to have to score real quick and get a big stop on Hudson right away.
Hudson, some late substitutions here. Trips to the right. Give to Banky. Banky gaping hole right up the middle. He is upended inside the 10-yard line. Down to the 8. Gain of 8 on first down. Some confusion as Chi High subbed very late and then Hudson subbed very late.
actually a perfect call for that gap opened up before the play even started.
We'll give Banky seven. Second and three. Munson, lone receiver to the left. Trips formation to the right. Weiler with Banky off his left hip. Weiler going to keep it himself. Weiler straight ahead, should have the first down. Pending the spot. Well, we'll wait here. He might be marking him just short. So Zenner will come in.
17 on the tackle for Hudson Lincoln Banaszewski.
Third and short. Less than a yard for Chai High. Weiler brings them to the line. Zenner right behind him in that B-back, that fullback position. On third and one. Gives straight up the middle to Banky, and Banky should have the first down. Just outside the 5-yard line.
First down.
First down, Chippewa Falls. First and goal now. Clock stopped temporarily at 8:28 to play. 21-7 Hudson. Chai High marching here. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Jalen Smith, Luke Zenner. Tyler Bank in the backfield behind Weiler. Smith gets the call left side. Smith trying to follow his blocking, but he is pulled down with great penetration in the backfield by the Hudson defensive front. Maybe lost a yard.
Jalen Smith on the carry.
They came from the backside, and that's what we've seen when the double wingsman shut down. It's been that pressure from the defensive end from the backside coming.
Second and goal from the 6 now for Chippewa Falls. Three tries to get into the end zone now from 6 yards out. Weiler sends a man in motion. Right side. Banky picking his way inside the 2-yard line.
37, Tyler Banky on the carry.
Third and goal from the 2, Chippewa Falls. See if we bring a little bit heavier package in. Colin Clary will come in with that heavier package. Wildcat. Clary's had a lot of success with that package. 2-yard line, far hash. Clary, left side, following his blocking. Darts into the end zone, touchdown! Chippewa Falls, it's 21-13, Colin Clary.
Great job by the middle of that offensive line, the center and the two guards making a wedge. Clary was able to get in a clear path into the end zone.
Our first score of the second half on either side. Clary, the 2-yard run.
Staying in and going for two.
Going for two here.
Their kicker is hurt.
Cardinals are going to go for two. That's a lead.
21-13 right now our score, and the officials have stopped play for a moment here.
Gavin got injured. Schultz got injured in the third quarter, and so he is our kicker.
You know, realistically, mathematically, the smart thing to do is to go for two here regardless.
It certainly takes out one of your best athletes, though, is Schultz, not only as your kicker, but also DB. Put him in on offense as well. So the Wildcat again. Going left
wide
side.
Open.
Colin Clary skips to the end zone. 2-point conversion. Good. It's 21-15. We are back in 60 seconds. Life for Chai High. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The new kicker for Chai High, Russell Severson, the sophomore, will drive the right leg into this one. Good kick. Fielded at the 10-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes. 15, 20-yard line up to the 30, maybe the 33. And that's where Hudson will start. First and 10. 21-15 is our score now, guys. And momentum has swung back to Chi High. We'll see if they're able to get another stop.
So I think the impressive thing there is that was a 22-play drive.
Wow.
I'm not sure that I've seen a drive over 20 plays on any team.
Certainly the longest drive of the season for Chi High. Trailing by six to the conference-leading Hudson Raiders. Adair, late option pitch right side, turning the corner, 35, 40-yard line. Gain of eight, maybe nine, close to a first down.
Hudson probably going to take a lot more time than they have the rest of the game here. That was a 10-yard gain, but not a first down. It's a 41-yard maybe.
Adair. Give to Pingle up the middle. Pingle looks to have the first down up to the 45-yard line. Timeouts Chi High didn't want to use also certainly coming into play here.
Well, and I was wrong about the pace. Hudson got right back on the line of scrimmage there. That's what they do, and they're going to take advantage of that to try to build some momentum.
Two receivers left. H-back and the tailback with Cooper Adair. Adair option pitch left side, turning the corner, 45, 50-yard line, and into Cardinals territory. Getting up off the bottom of that pile for Hudson. That's number 10, Jake Plusky.
That double option, if not triple option, is what's causing Chi High fits. Nobody was out there on the pitch, man, taking the ball to the 48 on the other side for a 6-yard gain.
Second and four. Chi High trailing by just six now. Pingle right side taking the toss. Inside the 45-yard line down to the 42 for another first down for Hudson.
45 on the tackle for the Cardinals.
This has been an impressive drive so far in answer for the Hudson Raiders.
Hudson's had a number of low snaps. Love to see one hit the turf and bounce a Cardinal way.
And Cardinals didn't generate any turnovers the first five games of the season, then tallied five takeaways in the last two games. Don't have one yet tonight.
How about if Colin Clary just times the pitch perfectly and takes it the other way?
Take that. First and 10 from the Cardinals, 42. Another low snap, delayed give, Pingle right up the middle, and Pingle inside the 40-yard line. Down to the 39, maybe the 38, pending the spot. And Hudson very content to bleed as much clock as possible. Leading by six. Two receivers to the left, single receiver right, man in motion right to left. Early movement, and we'll see who jumped. I think Chi High once again may have jumped across the line. They did. 5-yard penalty will make second and seven much more manageable.
That's the third encroachment penalty on Chi High tonight.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral and Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. 21-15, under 5 minutes to play. The clock is rolling. Hudson with the football and the lead. Adair gives to Pingle. Pingle, right side, should have the first down by about a yard.
Awesome stop. You know, especially with the Cardinals burning two timeouts, this is probably going to be, if they get to second or third down, going to be the last series that Chi is going to have to stop them. They could give up a first down maybe on one play here, but not much more.
Under 4.5 minutes to go now here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Cooper Adair calls his own number. He's hit in the backfield, takes a tackler with him for a yard or two.
Number two on the carry, Cooper Adair, tackle number 10.
Adair and Pingle have been as advertised for the Hudson Raiders. They're the twin workhorses for Coach Adam Cowles and this 6-1 Hudson team that has kind of hovered right around the top 10 rankings in the coaches' poll all throughout the last few weeks.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at that New Richmond loss, but that definitely hurt them in the rankings. They'd be in the top five for sure.
Adair, pitch left side, Peyton Pingle. Pingle, big collision with Hediger at the 28-yard line.
You know, that pitch, like we were talking about, that was very close to exactly what I was asking for there, number 22. He would have just had one more step on it.
Clock will likely be down near 3 minutes when Hudson snaps the ball here. Third and six from the Chi-High 28-yard line. Adair sending Blusky in motion.
Doesn't look like there's anybody.
Looks like they're
going to
wind it down, maybe call a timeout here. And a timeout on the field. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Third and six for Hudson from the Chi-High 28. Adair keeps himself the whole way right up the middle. He's hit right at the stick. And may have fallen forward for it.
Looks like they're giving him the spot.
Number two on the carry.
Hearts needed that stop and doesn't look like they're going to get it. And it is a first down for Hudson.
Hudson first down.
We talked about those two spent timeouts looming very significantly right now.
That might have been the game right there.
6-point game, 21-15, Chi-High trailing. Hudson just trying to hold serve here for the rest of the contest. Adair give to Pingle. Pingle right up the middle. And Pingle dragging some tacklers with him inside the 15-yard line. And down to the 11.
Very impressive effort, but the Chi-High defense, the pitch a shout out to this point in the second half.
And it was 21-7 at the break. All of those 28 points were scored in the second quarter. Neither team scored.
And again, Alan, come back. The Cardinals played a very good second half against this Hudson team, and you just wonder, you know, Coach Rako knew that they were coming out a little flat, sort of like he's always upset with homecoming and the way they come out with just not the right focus that you want to have. And you just wonder, because the first half was absolutely terrible for the Cardinals.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Pingle with the call right up the middle. Not much room there. Maybe got a yard. Munson on another stop for Chi-High.
Clock more important than scoring for Hudson here, so I'd be really surprised if they do anything but just take it down. Cardinals have one timeout, but I don't think they're going to use it if it doesn't do any good.
Second and 9, Hudson from the 10-yard line of Chippewa Falls. Beautiful October Friday night here at Duray Field. Regular season home finale. Pingle, right side, bursts into the line, inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 7, and now Chi-High will call a timeout. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds, back in just half a minute on WOGO Sports.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Well, the Hudson Raiders, under a minute away from their seventh victory of the season, trying to get it at the expense of Chi High. Rice Lake up in Superior struggling against the Spartans, leading 40-35. Still 7.5 minutes left in that contest. River Falls and Menominee, the Wildcats, have taken a 2-touchdown lead, 28-14. It must have been a pretty competitive game there. Hudson will go to Rice Lake, or rather will host Rice Lake next week. Chi High on the road at Menominee. Cooper Adair rolling right side with two blockers in front of him. He's pulled down. No, didn't go get out of bounds, and he somehow skips down the sideline and into the end zone. Cooper Adair puts the nail in the coffin for Chi High. It looked like it was a chance for the Cards to get him out of bounds. Instead, somehow the 6'3 senior slips away and scores to make it 27-15.
Another impressive drive by Hudson, another 13-play drive. That's been the story this entire game, even with Chi High getting one of them.
47.9 seconds left. 12-point game, Hudson to make it a 13-point advantage. The kick splits the uprights. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Kicking off to Chi High, 47.9 seconds left. Cards were trailing by six moments ago, but Cooper Adair, the senior quarterback, with yet another touchdown run tonight, makes it a 13-point advantage for the visitors as they look to go 7-1 on the season. Bobbling on the return, Talon Schultz picks it up, and Schultz at the 30, the 35, the 40. Talon Schultz, 45, 50, down the sideline. Talon Schultz in a foot race, and they'll pull him down inside the 30. Oh, my goodness. Talon Schultz almost took the roof off this place if there was a roof.
That would have made for a very interesting onside kick right there if he would have finished that one off.
Oh, my goodness. Talon Schultz, quite the return. And Cards, maybe a little spark of life here with 37.4 seconds left. If you can get one in the end zone quickly. Well, the 24-yard line of the Hudson Raiders. I think that was the first kick return for Talon Schultz this year. And normally twin brother Gavin Schultz is back there, but unfortunately banged up and out of this game. Evan Weiler back to pass. Weiler going deep, looking to the end zone, reaching up and not able to pull it in at the pylon. Far side of the field, I think he was looking for Kessner again.
Yeah, Kessner actually did a very good job of pushing off there. Didn't get called, but he gave himself a little bit of space, almost made that catch.
Yeah, Kessner did a great job. He had two guys over the top of him, but he still got his hands on the football.
Almost made another highlight reel catch.
I guarantee if that's at Menominee, I can tell you what the call is going to be.
Trips left, single receiver Rice. Back to pass is Weiler. Heavy pressure. Weiler flushed out to his left. Throws left on the move. Looks like he has a man tiptoeing down the sideline. Inside the 15 could be enough for a first down with 24.6 seconds left. Tough throw by Weiler. Kestner with another catch. Gain of 9, so third and 1. Clock stopped at 24.6. Trips left, single receiver right. Weiler, back to pass, flushed out to his left again. Weiler skips one hops to Talon Schiltz, so fourth and one.
I don't know if I get a vote or not because I'm not in the booth tonight, but my vote's for Colin Clary, defensive player of the game.
That sure seems to be a good choice, I would say. Colin Clary's done a lot of things very effectively tonight.
He's got the lone rushing touchdown for the Cardinals. He's got the two-point conversion.
Has a sack in there. Punted effectively.
But the difference in the game really is that first half turnover.
Yeah, I don't really think that getting the first down here makes much of a difference. If you want to win this game, this one has to be in the end zone.
So fourth and one, Chai High. Trips right, single receiver left. Cards trying to get organized. Weiler takes the snap. Straight back in the pocket. Weiler rolling out to his left. Heaves one toward the end zone. Dangerous pass. Incomplete. Out of bounds. Maybe pushed out of bounds.
Good attempt. Weiler was doing a good job directing traffic. I don't know that Kestner necessarily did the right thing there. Receiver should know when he runs out of space to automatically go vertical, and that's what Weiler was telling him to do. It took a while, but then he did wind up getting to the back of the end zone eventually.
So 12.7 seconds left. Hudson will be able to kneel this one out, and they will move to 7-1 on the season. Chai High will fall to 3-5 with one game remaining. They will be 2-4 in conference play. Hudson will move to 5-1 in the Big Rivers Conference. Dropping to a knee, Adair. That will round out the final 10 seconds. Home finale here for Chai High. It's been a great season at DeRay Field. As always, beautiful Friday nights underneath the lights. But as we hit triple zeros here in Chippewa Falls, your final score, the Hudson Raiders 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 15. We're back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror, Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your stats, highlights, and exclusive conversation on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports, your home for Chai High football.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Alan Dunham will be down on the field shortly with Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich. Cardinals come within 6 of the Hudson Raiders, but fall 28-15 to a very impressive Hudson squad. As always, Coach Cowles has them playing very well. Chi High making this one interesting at the end, but again, that first half, in particular the turnover right after Hudson's first score when the Raiders got the ball on a short field and immediately made it 14-0. That just certainly kind of the pockmark on this game.
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals did play a very good second half, but unfortunately Hudson's a solid team, and they played a solid 4 quarters of football and, you know, got the job done when they needed to get it done. And, that you know, it comes back also to the Cardinals having that one turnover. It goes the other way. This could be a different ball game, but, you know, against a team like Hudson, you're going to have to come out on top of both of those statistics, and they didn't come on top of either of them tonight.
Hudson had 16 turnovers coming into this game, and again, a critical one here tonight. Chi High had gone the first 5 games without forcing a single turnover, but +5 in that category the last 2 weeks, unable to generate any here tonight against the Hudson Raiders.
You know, it's interesting as I look at GoBound Wisconsin as the website now that has taken over for a lot of the statistics here. And, you know, you can see the listing of the Division I teams that they have. Looks like they have, I think it's 50 or 54 teams. So it's different from that automatic tiebreaker, because you can see those 50 teams are the ones that only 32 of them are going to make it into the playoffs. And I see a lot of teams with already 3, if not 4, wins, rounding out a number of spots that even if Chi High beats Menominee, there's no guarantees.
And all you can play for is what's in front of you, and always a rivalry game between Chi High and Menominee, and a chance to try to get the win over the Mustangs 2 years in a row. It's going to be tough on the road next week, and Chi High certainly a lot of work to do to get that win next week, but strong effort here tonight ends up falling short 28-15 to the Hudson Raiders. as Alan will be joined shortly here in our post-class post-game show by head coach Chuck Rakovich. He comes over to join Alan now. We'll go down to the field with Alan Dunham and Coach Rako.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Hey, thanks, Coach, for taking some time to do this interview. It's always, like I say, a little harder after a loss like that, but what do you want to say to the team tonight after a game like that?
Well, they played an unbelievably good football team. There's a reason that they're ranked as high as they are in the state. They're good. And we played toe-to-toe with them most of the game, and we just didn't do enough important things tonight that needed to get done to win this game.
Yeah. You found a little something there at the end of the first half to score that touchdown, you know, with some passing play with Weiler to Kessner, and is that something you've seen a lot in practice?
Yeah, we work on this stuff every single day, and it's, you know, it's a, you know, the offensive philosophy is if we can run the ball and maintain clock, control the clock, we want to do that. But if not, we work on the passing game every day as much as a running game, maybe even more.
Yeah. It looked like a little bit of just, you know, obviously it's every week is different, and Hudson, sorry, is a very strong team, so everything's not going to flow maybe as easy as it was the week before. You had a nice two-game win streak. But that turnover seemed like that kind of, looking back now, that's kind of the change of the game.
That was huge right there. But, you know, the old saying that most of your football games come down to three or four plays, you know, and that's one right there. You know, and they didn't have a turnover tonight.
Yeah.
So that's the difference right there.
The team maybe felt like they came out a little bit, I don't want to say flat maybe, but maybe it seemed like they weren't the same kind of, I don't know, you know, the way they had the, I guess, previous weeks come out. Did you notice a little difference in the first half versus the second half?
Well, that's a strange thing about coaching. And I don't think it's much different in the big leagues, NFL, college, or whatever. But it's hard to judge the emotions of a team every day, every week. I mean, we can say after last week beating DC Everest, the kids were sky high, and they were. And we thought, well, you know, maybe we're going to be sky high again for this week. I don't think we were, you know, and we address it this week. But, you know, the ebb and flow of emotions with young kids, it's you can't control that. Yeah. You know, that's something that happens.
Yeah, well, I think it shows a lot of the kids, you know, you're down 21-7. You came out, played a really strong first half against this team. Definitely showed that you can play with them. Maybe 10 times you beat them 5 times. You know, so good job out of you coaches, and they played their hearts out that second half.
Our kids are not going to quit. You know, that's the thing about our kids. They're great. They're not quitters.
Yep.
You know, they gave it all tonight. You know, unfortunately, I don't think we started out with the emotion that we did last week at DC Everest. And sometimes you can get away with that with a lesser team.
Yep.
You know, and wait till the second quarter, third quarter to get that emotion, even with the team you're playing against. But when you're playing with somebody good as they are, you can't come out flat and expect to get your momentum as the game goes on.
Yeah. Big rival next week against Menominee. Good luck, Coach.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich with our own Alan Dunham. As always, we appreciate Coach Rako, win or lose, his graciousness with his time here on WOGO Sports. Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Before we get to the stats and our second half highlights, it's time for the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. And Alan had already suggested Colin Clary, and I certainly would be in agreement with that. Dave Check, if you are as well, too, as far as our defensive player of the game. Clary was strong in really all three facets of the game tonight, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, and I'll just go ahead and third that. I think, you know, he's earned it all year long, and in a game where he stands out like this, we just give it to him. There's not any debate. He had a great game.
Your Kelm Law Firm defensive player of the game, Colin Clary. Things that jump out to you from the stats here tonight?
You know, not a whole lot, other than just the fact that Hudson is a great ball control team, ball control offense. They had three series this game that were over 15 play or 14 play drives, just really kind of took the air out of the ball. Cardinals had some flash at times, really, you know, in the second half, did some things that were good against this team that is a very good team, but they're going to have to play a lot better and have to play four quarters. You know, again, we said right back to the keys of the game, play four quarters. They didn't. They played two quarters today, and, you know, this time it was the second half, and they got to win the turnover battle. They didn't. So, you know, it's not a surprise, and it's not much different than we see all year long. There's going to have a game, and like I said, you know, DC Evers, you had it, where they win the turnover battle, they play all four quarters, and they can beat just about anyone. DC Everest is on the top of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, so that very similar to a lot of teams that we have in the Big Rivers.
Chi High and Hudson tangling here tonight, and Hudson coming out the victor 28-15. Chi High on the road against Menominee next week. Hudson will host Rice Lake in a battle presumptively for a share of the conference title with River Falls, pending River Falls' outcome next week. River Falls, at last check, was leading Menominee 28-14, and Rice Lake was up by two scores up at Superior. Let's take a listen here to the second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Starts to go. Clock winds. We're in the opening minute of the third quarter. 14-point game. And in motion. Cooper Adair rolling left side, being pursued. Adair hit, and he is pulled down. Drew Musser makes the stop, and that was, again, great recovery speed. Alan Dunham and the Helm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls at 715-210-8699.
Rolling the safety a little bit on Kessner over there. Might
third
have
and
some
seven.
Openings for Jalen.
Weiler. Flushed out again, looking to his left, throwing left, heaves it up in the air, going high, making the catch, Talon Schiltz, high points the ball at the 40-yard line.
You know, Owen Munson actually really did a good job boxing his defender out to make sure that Talon could have one-on-one on that ball. These 7 or 8 minute drives, got to get the ball back here.
So now third and 13, the Raiders. Low snap, Adair back to pass. Has a clean pocket. Now he's dragged down and sacked way back at the 40-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Colin Fleury was in the area.
That was Colin Fleury and
Swope.
And number 94.
Fleury and Swope swoop in. And a huge turn of events for the Chi High defense.
TV.org. See you at the Y.
Chi High and Wildcat formation, direct snap to Colin Cleary. Cleary going to have to turn the corner, 40, 45-yard line. He's got the first down. Oh, my goodness, Colin Cleary on fourth down. The Cards with a little trickeration, and Cleary moves the chains. What a huge play for the senior. Cleary's had a lot of success with that package. 2-yard line, far hash. Cleary. Left side, following his blocking, darts into the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls, it's 21-13, Colin Cleary.
Great job by the middle of that offensive line, the center and the two guards making a wedge, Cleary.
It certainly takes out one of your best athletes, though, is Schiltz, not only as your kicker, but also DB, put him in on offense as well. So the Wildcat again. Going left
wide
side,
open.
Colin Cleary skips to the end zone. 2-point conversion, good. It's 21-15. We are back in 60 seconds. Makes it a 13-point advantage for the visitors as they look to go 7-1 on the season. Bobbling on the return, Talon Schiltz picks it up. It's Schiltz at the 30, the 35, the 40. Talon Schiltz, 45, 50 down the sideline. Talon Schiltz in a foot race and they'll pull him down inside the 30. Oh, my goodness, Talon Schiltz. Almost the third kick return for a touchdown this year for Chi High, capping off our highlights here in the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Chi High football, their regular season finale on the road at Menominee next Friday night, 6:35 p.m. Just one volleyball match on the docket for WOGO Sports coming up on Monday. Big conference match for Coach Luke Heike Starks and the Lady Cardinals. That'll be at 6:40 p.m. this Monday, the 13th, at home against New Richmond, exclusively on the WOGO Sports live video stream. After that, playoff football coming up. We'll await to see when McDonald plays. plays. That could be a dual broadcast on Friday night or could be on Saturday night. And Coach Mark Maloney's squad, top-ranked in the state for much of the year, now have fallen behind Gilman, but they have some things to prove in the eight-player tournament. And we'll be looking forward to McDonald eight-player football. And Chi High, Dave, hoping they can squeak into the tournament themselves at the Division I level. You have to, of course, get that win next week against Menominee, and then hoping that the math works out in your favor. And might be kind of long odds right now, but again, it just starts with taking care of business on the field next Friday night.
Yeah, and Caleb, I can give you sort of an update after looking at this weekend and see how the other teams did as to what Chi High's chances are of getting in. And the reason I say I can text that to you, I'm not so sure about going to the Menominee game. I was debating that, Caleb, but honestly, I look at it, and Chi High's played eight games. They've won or they've lost five of those games. Each of those games I called. They've won three games. I wasn't here for any of those. So I don't think it would be a good idea for me to go to Menominee this year. I appear to be the curse.
Maybe it's taking one for the team to try to help the team get that important win. Again, competitive, and they've gotten better. They've improved throughout this season, too, and you just got to tip your cap to this Hudson Raiders team. Coach Cowles always has them playing well, but this could be a team, especially with the seniors like Peyton Pingle and Cooper Adair. This could be a team that makes a run for Hudson, and certainly going to wish them the best if they don't tangle with Chi High in the playoffs, who want to represent the Big Rivers Conference well. But this was a tough opponent, a tough test tonight for Chi High, and came up just a little bit short.
Yeah, and I think, Menominee is probably very similar to Stevens Point, very similar to D.C. Evers. Those are teams that if you look at the teams that we possibly could beat, they're on that list. You know, the teams that would have been tough this year, Chi High lost to. River Falls, New Richmond, Hudson, all of those teams would have been real tough to pull off a win. Rice Lake. But Chi High's gotten the job done on the teams that they needed to beat, and that was Memorial. They beat Superior, and D.C. Evers. So hopefully they can pull it off against a tough Menominee team, because if they can, you're right, this team could be dangerous in the playoffs.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it as it unfolds next Friday night. And again, volleyball in between and volleyball playoffs coming up presumptively on October 23rd with both Chi High and McDonald in action in the tournaments. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. Thank you to our audio producer, Colin Nichols, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our on-site camera operator and video producer, Sam Aberley. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight for the final time in 2025 from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. It's been a lot of great Friday nights underneath the lights here in Chippewa. Your final score, the Hudson Raiders 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 15. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from DeRay.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.